Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode. Demand detail excellence. What do I mean by that? And how do you solidify that? Number one, do a customer journey audit right now in your business. Like tonight, if you give a dang, do it tonight. What do I mean by that? Well, there's one thing of saying care about the details, but a lot of people say care about the details. What does it mean? In business, that means you're paying attention to what happens when someone meets you in your business or your brand, all the way until they buy from you, all the way until lifetime value. That means every single interaction point, you need to be detailed and obsessed of making it better and better and better and better. It's never gonna be perfect. Mine's not perfect. Many of you guys are like, who is this guy? What's he talking about? Maybe I didn't do a good job for you. I don't know where you're coming from today. But I do know that we obsess about getting better at it. And I want you to have that mentality. It's like in a hotel. If they're gonna obsess about the details, that means they're gonna care about how and when and where you booked, to what happens when you pull up to the hotel, to what happens when you go into the hotel, to what happens at check-in, to what happens to when you go up to your room, to what it feels like when you come into the room, what happens when you go through the restaurants, what happens when you go up and down the elevators, what happens when you meet and interact with each employee, what happens all the way up until checkout, what happens in the follow-up afterwards. That's the customer journey, and that's what I mean. A customer journey audit means you need to look at every interaction point you have with anyone who knows you or comes into your world and sees what messages are they getting from you, okay? Messages, number one. Number two, what process are they going through? Where is the friction? Where is the challenge? Where is the frustration? Does it seem like you're oblivious about them or their world, about what they're doing? That's really important. Then number three, outcome, like their behavior. What do you want them to do? And are they doing it? So what do you want them to do? When they walk in the hotel room, you want them to smile. Okay, what are you doing to make sure that that happens? If you want that conversion, okay, what are you doing to make that conversion? The outcome, you're measuring that process too. So it's what's the message they're hearing about you, your brand, the values you're espousing, all of that. Then two, what is that process like? Where's the hardship, the friction, the pain points? And number three, what do you want them to do and are they doing it? Measure it, right? That's huge. If you haven't done that yet in your career, your business, you're not in a real career and you're not in real business yet. You've been managing tasks and activities well, but you're not thinking about the career. You're not thinking about the business like a real career or business person would. And I say that because I know a lot of hobbyists in my space. They're hobbyists. I'm gonna be a social media person. I wanna do a thought leadership. I wanna do email marketing. But they never think about this stuff. So they're not really in business. They're just doing a lot of stuff. And I say that flippantly because a lot of people are really not choosing to play the game at the highest levels. And those who are high performing, they really demand this detail excellence of themselves, of their teams, of everybody around them. And maybe they seem like taskmasters. Maybe they seem like they're obnoxious. Maybe they seem like they're a pain in the butt. But you know what it's better to be? A pain in the butt than someone who's broke. You know what it's better to be? A pain in the butt who really cares about getting things right than somebody who underserves their audience. Is it true? So for you, I want you to do this tonight. Like literally, sit down and think, what are all the touch points that happen for the people who I deal with? And could I improve that? That's what real excellence looks like in career and business. And this is a habit that every one of the high performers talked about. They get obsessed about their customers and what they experience. And because they obsess about it, they do better at it. Because they do better at it, guess what? They outperform the competitors. So really care about this one. Make sure that you do a process audit now. What does that mean? Outside of the customer journey, because we talked about process up here, this is your internal process. If you care about the detail, what processes are you running in your company to keep it going? The internal processes, right? This is the external, front-facing process. Now I want you to know the internal one. Like, what do we do? How do we manage our stuff? What's our project management? What's the process of submitting this thing, getting that thing done? And your job is to strip away everything that is not helping and make it more efficient. It's not fun. Like, no one really enjoys that. You guys all remember, like, the re-engineering revolution of the 90s, right? Michael Hammer and all that crew, really great stuff. It was all about process optimization. Remember Six Sigma? That was just process optimization. And so when you do that, things change and you get better and you get more efficient and effective. And that's really important. I would also say that all high performers were talking about how they figure out their process first, and we'll talk about this, and then they beat up on that until they get it right. But they also get rid of a lot of processes. I mean, there's so much bureaucracy today and so much red tape and so much just stupid form filling out that just drives me insane. I'm like, has anyone asked why we have to do this? I mean, because most of the things we have to do in terms of, I think, society sometimes, they're so poorly thought out. You know, it's like some product engineer built something that's really cool that works, but it's a pain in the butt to actually start or work with. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com. Reinforce detail excellence with team. Here's the way that you do that. I'm gonna make you a psychological ninja right now. Ready? You're not gonna like it. All the people you work with might not like it, especially if they know you're doing it on purpose, but I've taught this for years. It's one of the great leadership lessons that I ever learned. And that is, you have to make people feel guilty when they do a bad job. And you need to hire people who have a lot of guilt. People who have a propensity for guilt, I want them. Why? Because if they do a bad job on the job, they feel bad. I think we've gotten to a place in our culture where everything is allowed and the standards have gotten so low that no one cares if someone does a bad job. We allow them to be the loafer. We allow them to be disengaged. We allow them not to love. We allow them not to care about other people. We just allow everything. And I'm like, I think actually setting standards is good. I think one of the problems we have with children these days is that they have parents who are so scared to set an example or to say yes or no or stop that or set the standard. So you got all these people who think they can do everything and they never feel bad when they do a bad job. And I'll tell you what, when I did a bad job, my parents let me know I did a bad job, right? My teachers where I grew up is like, if I did a bad job, oh, it was, they let you know. And sometimes if no one's given you that feedback, you don't build that internal psychological architecture that goes, I don't like doing a bad job. I feel bad I did a bad job. I feel bad enough that I did a bad job that I'm going to change and do better next time. And so your job as a leader is to enforce it. When the details aren't there, say it. Don't hold back on it. Just say it. And when I say make people feel bad, I don't mean make people feel bad that that they're inadequate or that they're incapable or that they're stupid. What I mean by that is go, that detail, you should have cared about that. Do you follow? I'm not saying you're bad, you're dumb, you're not smart. What high-performing leaders, and I've seen it so many times with the Fortune 50 CEOs, they say, that detail, I told you about that. You should care about that. That's important because all these other things happen. When you mess that thing up, all these things happen. So get that thing right, okay? And they go, oh, and the guilt isn't about themselves as a person. The guilt is, I didn't pay attention to what I should pay attention to. You follow? There's no personalization there. It's about the detail. So that means to you, call out the detail, tell them why that detail is so important, and make them really understand it so they go, I don't want to mess that up again. Because when I mess that up, I mess up a whole series of other things. And no one wants to be the person who messes up a whole series of other things. Make sense? That's how you start getting that from the team. It's not goading people. It's not the carrot and the stick. It's pointing out the details that matter and why they matter so much. So the person understands when they mess up their coworker stuff, the process. I mean, everything's interconnected today, isn't it true? I mean, it's like you mess up this thing, it messes up everything. So you want to get things right and you want to set that example. And you want to celebrate when other people get the details right. You know, when they get it right, shout that out. Say, that's really important. Did you see that small thing they did? That helps you so much. Everybody can get better at all of these things, myself included, my team included, everybody. There's nothing here that we can't get better at. The difference is high performers really want to get better at this stuff. It's necessity. That's why I taught you that one before this one. Their performance necessity is, I need to be detail driven. I need to make sure we care about the details. I need to make sure we get the details right. I've never met a leader who succeeded long-term, who didn't really care about getting the details right. And I've been in this space for 20 years. This is everything. Care about the details. You'll do better.
All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just
go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.